بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone is thinking that the day of Qiyamah is very fast. So let us do whatever we want to do. But the big Qiyamah is in front of us. And the big Qiyamah is death. A man who wants to take a lesson from something, he can take a lesson. Every day people are passing away. Whether it's a young person, it's an old person. And you know this much, that Allah has made only one thing for death, is time. There's no condition of age or sickness. Once your time is up, then there's no time for you to go further. When Malak al-Maut come to take you away, when you ask him for time, then he tells you straight. So much of reminders came to you. You never took any heed to it. Reminders came of this kind that every day janaza took place. You never thought for one moment of my turn in this. It did not cross your mind to. Yet today people, when they go to Kabristan, it's like just going to Kabristan but no lesson at all. Even you carry the janaza to go to its original place, there too a person walking behind does not even think or ponder for a moment that this is what is happening to him. Whether what is happening is question being answered. Because question being asked before time too. Even before the body is put in the qabr, the question is also asked. We don't ponder all those things. We are so drowned in the world that we feel we are going to live in this world all the time. Our action shows us we believe something and we do something else. That is our belief. But doing something is that our action shows this is what we believe in, this is what we do. That we will not be passing away. We are not going through all this. You're not going to be the qabr. Well, this man Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should go to Qabristan, should cry so much, yet he was being glad tidings that he's a Jannati. The Sahaba ikram, when they got their request, when they got the message that they're Jannatis, Allah said, radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu, that we are happy with them and they are happy with us, they became more nearer to Allah. Not that they, because they got the license, now they go to Jannah, that let us relax. But they became more conscious and more careful that, you know, we've been given the glad tidings, we must show him thankful, grateful to him. To be grateful to him for the what he has given us. Now we are not grateful for what he has given us. If you look at it very carefully, that we are not grateful when Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, to enjoy it in the right way. How many of us are grateful of it? We are not grateful at all. So the most important thing is our destination, which is the qabr. What preparation we made? What preparation? All kind of preparations we have made for this world. Every second, every moment, a man is sitting here too, he's thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? Not realizing that every time he sees a phone, he sees someone pass away. Never thought for a moment, I don't know, I'm going to wake up alive tomorrow. Not even thinking for a moment that this may be my last namaz. It never crosses your mind at all. Because you are so drowned in the world to that extent, that there is no importance besides only this world. And if a person thinks of death 20 times a day, you die as a martyr. 20 times a day if a person thinks of death, he dies a shaheed. Because 20 times a day if a person thinks of death, what's the meaning of that? Not death, death, death. Thinking death, I'm going to pass away now. I'm going to pass away. Now if he's thinking I'm going to pass away now all the time, what's going to happen? 10 times a day or 20 times a day, you think of death all the time. What happens to him? These were not trained for the world. You do what is necessary in the world. You live in the world to do the necessary things. But he wanted to drown in the world to that extent that he forgets his reality. That he forgets it. Yeah. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah is trying to remind us of this thing here, to bring our most close to Allah Ta'ala. That bond that was gone weak, you want to make it strong. So that the reality must come into you. Then listen, I'm going to meet my love today. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, oh Allah, I want shock. Give me shock, the zeal to meet you. The zeal to meet you. We only read that thing, the dua. You know, today we don't make dua, we read dua. We read dua. The imam in the masjid, he reads dua, not making dua. Making dua is something else. So when you read dua is something and you make dua is something else. So when a man he knows this much, how many of us when he falls the Kabristan, we think of one moment to let us leave the temple of Allah? Many a time your car passing by a Kabristan, did you ever think of thinking, let me leave the temple of Allah? How come? And you don't know, for that moment you leave the temple of Allah, you think, what are they not going to Ya Allah, let me give them this bakshish. Why? Our reality is dunya, not akhirat. Our reality is dunya. And when you pass the janazah of the Qabristan too, you will make dua for the people there thinking they'll make dua for it and you'll also make dua for it. Because you haven't got death in front of you. Because you've got death in front of you, then you think very carefully that, you know what, I mean, I'm going to pass away. Alhamdulillah, the ahyana ba'da ma'amatana wa ilayhi. When a person passes away, when he sleeps, he does not know he's going to wake up again. That's why they say every night before you sleep, your slate must be clear. Your book must be. You wake and sleep with that, Ya Allah, the whole day what I've done. If I've done good deeds, what I thank you, you made me do it. And let me do it all the time. And if you've committed anything wrong, ask for forgiveness. Make tawbah, istighfar. Keep your heart clean with everyone. The most important thing is to keep your heart clean with everyone. You must not have any kind of malice in your heart for anyone. That Muslim who only wants to face, who wants to taste the sweetness of Iman, it can only come into him if he has his heart clean with everyone. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never had one enemy. His heart was clean with everyone. They could harm him, but in return, say, Allah mahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give them hidayah, they don't know why. They don't know. You have to have that kind of condition. The khabar azab, if you only know about it, every other creation beside mankind does not know what the punishment is. If you only know, you may be thinking that the Kabristan is all quiet there, you think it is quiet. But if you only know what people are going, some of them, whatever they're going through, Allah must save us from that. If you only know about it, and if you only know reality, you'll fall down there straight away, unconscious. Other creation beside mankind, they see, they experience those things. Dog, whatever. Khabar is something you must fear for. Fear khabar. That's why they say, if you want the world, the love of the world to come out of your heart, go to the Kabristan. Go to the Kabristan and look. Don't look at the flowers up, go on the flowers inside. All the flowers you can put above the Kabristan, the khabar makes no difference. It's growing there. But the big busugan has been in their khabar, there's no flowers upstairs, there's no flowers on inside there. Their flowers are inside. So we must make our flowers inside, not outside. So how to prevent a person from getting punished on the khabar? First and foremost, you must make his salah. You must make his salah. No matter what happens, you must know Allah has said, Inna salata kanat ala mu'mina kitaba mawquta. We have made namaz first on his time. When Allah has made something on time, you must respect that time. Respect that time. You know when you're going to the court, you've been given that court that come at 9 o'clock, you make sure you should respect the time, you come before that time. Why? And this man, this is. Before time you go to the court, they stand outside waiting. I mustn't be late. The court of Allah, which He has prescribed for us, that is a time for you to come. You must make it that time. You must respect that time. Everything else comes afterwards, no matter what it is, because everything in the world has been given by Allah to you. Your business is running because of Him. Everything is running because of Him. You can't even thank Him for 1 minute. Come before time to the masjid and run to. Don't run to the masjid, walk. That person whose heart is with the masjid all the time, under the first, the arsh of Allah, Allah give him space in that. He can do business, everything, he can do all his business, but his heart is what? So the first thing is that a person wants to prevent himself from getting punished in the qabr. The first thing is this month that he must be in salah already. You don't know when the time a person will get punished in the qabr, that salah will come and intervene there. Don't. Don't. Because he remembered me. He made my salah. No matter how busy he was, he left all that out, he can remember. I am intervening. So that was the first thing of this. Second, this month that he must make, he must make istighfar. Tasbihat. Lot of tasbih he must make of istighfar. During the day when you are busy in your work, but still not forget Allah. The most important thing is not to forget Allah. Remember one thing, you must not forget Allah for 1 second too. He won't forget you, but you forget Him. The third. So salah one side, tilawat the Quran one side, tilawat the Quran one side, talk to Him. Allah is one person who says, I'm not getting tired, please talk to me. If you talk to another Muslim, he's been talking too much, then you will go from him. I don't want to see his Facebook. But when a person really talks to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will say, surprise, why so little he's talking to me? I want him to talk more and more to me. So one says salah, one says sadaqah. Sadaqah also you give. Sadaqah too. Lot of sadaqah. All these things you read. Lot of zikr you make, as I mentioned, one is salah, one is sadaqah, then is tilawat Quran, and the fourth one is lot of zikr. If you have these four things in you, inshallah, you will save God from the punishment of the qabr. Allah Ta'ala amurkan tawfeeq. Allah amurkan. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله. ربنا آتنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم حبب الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلى الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من المكروه الذي عفوت عليه ولا يحسن. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد برحمتك.